All right, and we are back. And as promised, Scott Joplin's The Entertainer from 1902.
The next thing we're going to hear is Scott Joplin, and what happened with this ragtime piano is pretty much what happens through the whole history of jazz. The music gets developed, it gets more syncopated, it continues to grow. It's sort of like a plant that doesn't die. It just keeps growing and morphing into something else. So we're going to hear Maple Leaf Rag, and you'll hear a slight difference, or actually it won't be that slight. It'll be more adventurous, more rhythmic, more energy. So here's Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. Okay, so now what happens is the music goes from piano to bands, small groups. And what happened was this music was happening down in New Orleans for a long time. Well, not a long time, but it was happening for years. But it never was recorded until it got to Chicago, because up in Chicago, that's where they had the recording studios. So the bands that actually recorded first, the earliest recordings, and you're going to hear the original Dixie Jazz Band. You can find the picture of that band in the book. We're going to hear Livery Stable Blues and Dixie Jazz Band One Step. When they recorded this in Chicago, it was these guys were actually a group that heard the New Orleans musicians playing this stuff. And if you look at a map of the United States and you follow the Mississippi River, you see how it goes right up through Kansas City, goes right up through St. Louis, and it kind of ends in Chicago. People would use the transportation of the river to get up to Chicago because you could work up there. So that's where this whole Chicago, later on you'll find out that there's a Chicago-New Orleans connection. It was because of the river and big cities along the river, because these people were coming out of New Orleans and they were trying to find work. But the bands that finally got up to Chicago, that's when they recorded. They didn't record down in New Orleans. So we don't have any recordings of actual original New Orleans music. It was never recorded. The technology was never down there. So we're going to check out the original Dixie Jazz Band. And you'll see Nick LaRocca on cornet. This way, when you look in the book, you can line it up with the right photograph. This was actually the first recording, but it certainly wasn't the first performance by bands of this kind of music. It was just the first time somebody could actually get into a recording studio and record it. And this thing sold. This was like a bestseller. So let's check it out. The original Dixie Jazz Band.
Thank you.
All right, the Dixie Jazz One Step. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be back with WGLS and the Growth and Development of Jazz.